We have a really interesting share for today, as so during one of the Hatzalah shiurim, so that it will be a focus in my next Hatzalah share. But the question we'll see at the end of the share, if we have time, is we're dealing with Chum as we go to the country, and they have to deal with going out. Because most of the calls are going to be where the call is going to take them to some area which is outside a city, and they're outside of Chum. And as we'll see later on this year, there's therefore a concern for the inyan of Chum regarding extra items in the car. Let's say it's a car seat. It's going. We're going to see, and we don't. We real and I mentioned this to the Hatzalah members, and they were fascinated by this, and they asked me for copies of this.
The stakes on my line doesn't make a difference.
It does, yeah, you can go. But what about all the other items in your car, which I might
But
not
when would
necessarily
that?
go?
You should have thought maybe you'll run on Shabbos. Maybe after Shabbos, you definitely shouldn't take it
So
out
that
if you have to run. Every
we're
day,
all going to still
seven
take
times.
care of it before Shabbos. That's a question. But we're going to, but that got me, once that question came up, that got me thinking, what's Nageya to us? That question's Nageya to them. I'll share with you because I am working on the halacha. What to tell them with being mafia, the regadim or other items they don't take with them. But what we are going to see is, and that's why we begin with, repeat with me, you'll see the question that therefore led me looking back at a question I dealt with many years ago. Probably forgot about this question, but I decided that this year we'll focus on this question. The last time I learned this sugya and went through this question, I didn't put so much effort and time into it. This week I did. So we're going to learn this question, which is such an intriguing question because it's negev to the many of us in the country. So let's learn the question mentioned in the Sefer Kol Torah. Nishalti, he was asked the question. He's a gadol, and the one who wrote the Sefer lives in Brazil. He's the Rosh Kollel in Brazil, I believe. You can tell from his whole paper that he is a guy. He's a very, very well-read, knows halacha, and he was asked this question. The most of the shchiyach kuvah, extremely common. Someone who goes away for Shabbos. So it could be you go to Lakewood for Shabbos. It could be anywhere where you're outside the tzum. So you left the mafteach. So you leave the key of your dira by your neighbor. Maybe in the middle of Shabbos, right? So I want to borrow something from you. It's more common in the country where everybody seems to be family and everybody seems to have the access to the other's summer home or their bungalow. And I want to borrow something from my neighbor. Now, am I allowed to take it out of their house? The halacha is that kalim follow ragli habaylim. They follow the owner. So if I am the owner of my jacket, let's say, for example, the kalim that I wear follow my tchum. But they're outside the tchum. And the halacha is, if you're outside the tchum, you only have dalam. It's meaning, if I walk outside the city, in the country, let's just say, and now I'm walked out of my 2,000 amis, I'm stuck. I'm there for the rest of Shabbos. I have dalam amis. You can make an eruv. I get an additional 2,000 amis. But tchum is that you are outside your tchum dal. Kalim, as we're going to shortly see, have the same halacha. My kalim, my jacket, therefore, can go where I can go. Where I can't go, my jacket can't go. So let's say even a sefer, I want to borrow a sefer from your home. I want to go into your house and borrow the sefer, but you're in another area, you're in the city. And as a neighbor in the country, I want to go into your bungalow and borrow a sefer. But the sefer maybe can't leave your bungalow because the sefer is outside of the Baalim's chum. And as we're going to see, all kalim follow the Baalim. Wherever I am, all my belongings follow me. Wherever I can go, they can go. So maybe it's a concept to most of us here today. It's going to be an eye-opener, this halacha, but you'll see how nageh it is, and really it's something that I should talk about in other places too, because it's an eye-opener halacha that people are totally not aware of. And now we enter into this fascinating question that he asked. So let's learn the Chavar here. The Chavar says like this. We're going to go through the basic halachas first, because no, the basic halachas is not well known. Shein shein adam mishaylach b'shavuz yontif. I only could walk 2,000 amos. Kach kelo, clearly. Kelo, ubehemtoi, Ain yachol shem adam loylicham. They can't go out of the dalam. Shel baileim. Wherever I can go, my kelim are allowed to go. Demeruve baileim leruach echad. If I made an erev to go, ain shem adam yachol loylicham leruachas. My friend cannot go ahead and take my kelim in another direction. Afilu psiachas, even one step. The makam shinabat. Wherever I can't go, my kelim can't go. So if I'm in Lakewood for Shabbos, my kelim now in my home are really following my chum. And where's my chum? Lakewood. So I cannot leave the Lakewood area. My svarim, or any of my items, a coat, a jacket, a hat, is going to be following me. And then the Ramah says, "Ba'ayin leel, simen shenhei, imut delim sabay malakum, can I give my animal to a guy? Because the guy might take it out of the chum. If all, everything belongs to me, so my kelim belong to me too. Do I have a right to take my kelim, send it to a guy, not to get a toss? So therefore, we leave it alone." Look at number two.
Why would you go to borrow something from the Rav's house at that
point? Can't go. According to what we're saying, you can't take it out of the house. It's Dalet Amos. We're going to see what Rav Osnit speaks about in the country. So you have an Erev. So that does that make it a Ba'i Sechen or not? That's what we're going to see. So then maybe the country, you have an Erev anyway, or maybe no, it's not a house. That revolves.
The fact the rub is not there,
right,
makes that you can't care that nobody else can touch your stuff.
Either. Very good. Because I'm not there, no one can touch. No one can take the stuff out of its Dalet Amos. So whatever the Dalet Amos is going to be is going to be questionable as we get forward over it. All right, says Mishnah Berurah, number two. Who I didn't pay rice, not just my kale and my fruits too. So if I want to borrow an ingredient, I know my neighbor has eggs and they have oil, maybe that I would like to borrow. We're going to see Yontif is the same. Umayri, as the Mishnah Berurah clearly said, we talk about Yontif, because if it's not Yontif, I'm not allowed to carry anyway. So I want to go to my neighbor's house, they're in the country, and I want to go to my neighbor's house, and I have the access because I have their keys, and I know they don't mind at all. I've done it before. If I didn't do it before, I can't do it. But I've done it before, and I know they have sugar. I want to go into my neighbor's house and take the sugar out of their house, says the Mishnah Berurah, you would not be allowed to. Because he says, that's talking about Yontif, when you're allowed to carry. Let's remember, carrying is allowed on Yontif. You can't go out of the Chum. Chum and carrying don't go hand in hand. Like the Mishnah Berurah says. Shabbos, he can't go out of Dalam because he can't carry. Inami, what's another example? If can I wear your clothing? You have a raincoat, you have a Shana coat, you want to go borrow your coat. Inami married, but Malbush Shalai B'Shadim Alav. The Bazaar. There's no Isser Itzah. I'm not carrying because I'm wearing it. It's an Isser Chum. Al Malbush Nigrach Abayim. The clothing filed Abayim. So that's clear. That's Pashat Halacha. Then I want to go into your house. I want to borrow a coat. You're in New Jersey for Shabbos. You're in the country for Shabbos.
Leave the coat in Shul.
I leave the coat. Very good. Excellent. I leave my coat here in Shul. My Shana coat. It follows me. You can't take it out of the Shul. Then you're wearing because I'm not here. I'm out of town. I'm outside the chum. It's not the kelim follow my chum. My chum is Lakewood.
Even if the rabbi gives permission,
doesn't help. Permission doesn't help. It's still
not. Well, lend it.
Right, then we're going to get into the lending. It right. I would have to lend it to you before Shabbos, and then we're going to get to that number four. That's number four on the sheet.
But this kind of my kelim, yet my chum is even if I was never in the type of chum of that kelim for that child.
Very good. Doesn't make a difference because kelim follow me. That's clearly what he's saying over here. What the Sharitzian adds, and this people don't realize, very and again in the country, even if you make an Erev and I end up, and I've mentioned this, I don't know, 15 years ago, but even if you make an Erev and you end up in someone else's summer home area, your 2,000 Amis ends in middle of the bungalow colony, we don't just say you can walk the whole bungalow colony, Yidal Amis is, it becomes, this 2,000 Amis gives you a right to walk 2,000. So let's say I put down a Camp Mon, because that's the way it came up with me. I put down an Erev from where I am, Camp Beis Yaakov. I put down the Erev, I can walk the Camp Mon. That's a mistake there. So what I have to do is, even though I put down there, it gives me an additional 2,000 Amis to walk, but from there I count my 2,000 Amis, and my 2,000 Amis end in the middle of Camp Mon. I don't get the whole Camp Mon. Just because there's an Erev there with strings, I don't get the whole area. Wherever my 2,000 Amis ends, it ends. Now, if somehow the Camp Monk would totally be in my 2,000 Amis, then Halacha says I look at Camp Monk as Dalet Amis. I don't want to be too confusing, but 2,000 Amis doesn't mean, oh, if I end up in another city, I get the whole city. You don't get the whole city. You get wherever the 2,000 amas ends. You get 4,000 amas. 4,000 amas ends, that's right. If somehow the whole city is in my 2,000 amas, my additional 2,000, then I can consider the whole city as dalet amas.
And what about the Erev? It
doesn't help.
The Erev in the whole camp allows you to carry till that
spot. I'm telling you, I could add them in your house. I have to stop and roll your house.
But you could carry till that spot. You don't need the Erev ending where you are in your 2,000 amas. The Erev in the whole bungalow colony works.
That's where I start. I don't start counting my 2,000 until after I get out of my bungalow colony because it's an Erev. Now that I count my 2,000, even if I added another 2,000, if that 2,000 ends in the middle of another bungalow colony, it's it. I can't just walk the whole bungalow colony. I still have to measure.
You don't need an Erev in the bungalow colony.
You don't need a separate. You can't walk the rest of it. Does the string that could be the end of the bungalow colony work?
So yeah, it does work. Wherever that ends, then I get 2,000 from there because it's all my city.
No,
that's my city.
In camp monk now. Yeah. You can't walk the whole bungalow colony. So does the Erev that's not within your tum work?
Take the carrying that.
Not that same item if you can carry.
Allow you to carry without your tum.
No, I can't go out of my tum.
No, no. I guess you asked about the carrying that.
You're talking about the Caleb. I know, so that's what we're learning right now.
No, there's monks,
For what? How can monks ever work when I have to stop wherever my 2,000 ends in the middle of Camp Monk?
As soon as you walk into Camp Monk, you can't walk anymore.
Whoever
is using the area of Camp Monk to walk from entrance to
the
point of each other. Nothing doing each other.
At the point, we're the area and we need another tourist.
It doesn't help. I can't walk.
Wherever it ends.
It's a ruler. You take the ruler at the end of the ruler. You can't walk anymore.
Let's read it inside. Maybe if we learn it, the Sharetzi inside, you'll see what I'm saying. It's a clarity. He says, Yitzhak's case. I said, let's just see the Sharetzi. You ended your 2,000 in the middle of the city. That's your case, Yitzhak. Come on, capital time. It is a wall. It's an air. Same thing. It ends. The Azu Asr Leilach Yosh, I cannot walk another two. That's it, I'm done. Bacherim, there are other people in the city that are Mutarn Talta B'chalir. They're allowed to carry the whole city to their city. There's a wall. Kamash Mulan, look at the Chiddush. These people don't realize this. The Asr Leilach HaKelim Shalzeh, you cannot take my, you want to take my coat? You can't take my coat off and bring it to your bungalow because my 2000 ended. Shekolsim Yidasa Chatzir. That's what the Sharetzian says. So if I end up in Camp Monk, and let's say the shul is still, because that's what the case was, shul is still in within my 2,000 amas. They wanted to take my coat and bring it to their bungalow. But their bungalow is outside of my 2,000. They cannot take my, even though there's an Erev around the whole camp, and they're allowed to carry in the whole camp, they still can't take my coat to their bungalow, which is outside of my 2,000 amas, even though I could walk to the shul and speak. Make sense? No?
I was asking if the Erev is not in your tum, do you need a separate Erev for just your tum area? Or the Erev around the whole Camp Monk allows you to carry till your 2,000, wherever that ends?
The question is, do you need a hacker after 2,000? That's the question. You have to put a hacker down where your 2,000 ends. You have to put something to tell you that you're not going to walk past it.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
What, to put something down to say this is where my 2,000 ends?
No,
he's calling it an Erev, but it's not a concept. He's saying
no, you know that you don't have to do. Wherever my 2,000, you just measure and put the put a marker. Like the Gemara says, you put a marker. This is what my 2,000. I'm running Erev now, so you put a marker down wherever it is.
But you don't have to, right?
You don't need to. In your mind. All right, so let's go now to what Avrumi said about the shayel. What about the bar? So clearly. This is very, the cases are so practical in halacha, but because this is, we don't think about these halachas because we live here in New York, we're not caring anyway, but in the country it comes up. Look at the next two. Number four, Zakta Mechaba like this. Hashoya Kli Mechaber Meir of Yontif, or Meir of Shabbos. It's like a Rumi said, before Shabbos I said, can I borrow your coat? Or I need a sefer. Do you mind if I go out the house to borrow a sefer? The question is, you talked about Breyer before. I have to know what I'm borrowing. If I don't know, then you're running into prayer. Okay, this is retroactive, the one I wanted to borrow. I don't know. That's already getting more complicated in our law. In Shayo, mi menu biyantif, if you borrowed it on yantif, apop, even though I normally borrow, it doesn't make a difference. It follows the mashal, the owner. See, even though I normally go into your house to borrow sfarim, even though I go into your house to borrow an ingredient. It doesn't make a difference. I didn't do it yet. And if you didn't borrow from before Yontif, so la locha, yes, you would have to borrow. I want to borrow this sefer in your house before Yontif. I have to make a kinyan on it. I'm going to borrow it because we'll see. You don't need a kinyan.
Can you specifically say that I don't want my kelim to follow my foot?
No, you can't. Yeah, we'll see if that's an eitz. You have to be machker all your kelim. Then it's
not even machker. Just say that I don't want it to be together.
No, you can't do that. So they follow you, unless you mafker, which is going to get into what Atzol is going to have to do, and then others like say what's going on. It's a joke, but they get, and others say it's not a joke. So then we'll see. So to, look what he writes in Sif Yud Beis. Aisha Shalmefet. People don't realize this. I want to borrow salt, water, and salt. Lisasay b'tavon like derasay biyantid. Harei Aisha v'atavshil. Oh, now I have a dish, and this dish has my flour, your salt, follows both. So wherever both of us can go, that's where this dish can go. So I made challah, I needed salt. I went into your house, I borrowed some salt. Now I have over here, it's going to follow my chum.
Doesn't get buckled. Yeah.
What?
Doesn't get buckled.
That's very good. The Gemara discusses the old shayla, and Beah doesn't get bottled. So all the Gemara's, they talk about why it doesn't get bottled. So it's double shesh matir. And whatever we're going to learn the Gemara, that's the whole sugya of Masechta Beah. Why is it not bottled? Where is it, Nageya? It would be Nageya in the country where I made an Erev in one direction to go to a Camp Monk. Someone else is going in another direction. And you would have to be a Yontif if you're able to carry. But in a case where you're able to carry, so then there's a dish over here, which is both our... It was Nageya also where you're able to carry a Yontif. And I went to your house and I was a visitor in your house. I don't want to take some food home. Could be you want to spend a Yontif with a parent. Especially Shavuos, it would be Nageya. And you're in one summer home, you're there in another summer home, and you want to take the food, even though you made an Erev, because you can't take the food home with you. People didn't realize it, because someone wrote about this.
Once it's in your body, you let them take it out.
No.
How far does it go?
Very good, even on my body, because that's what Mishnah Berurah said. Even I'm wearing the kelim, that's his example. That's why Minchas Yitzchak is going to argue. He can't argue Mishnah Berurah, but he says, the Rebbe Yashiv wants to say, maybe not like the Mishnah Berurah, but the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, go back to number two. Mishnah Berurah says in number two, the malbush shalay v'shadam, even if you're wearing it. Even if you're wearing it, it follows the adam. Okay, we have to go weiter over here then. So number five says like this. The nasnuay v'kechav m'chutzutchav. We're going to talk about the concept of what's considered a aynis, not an aynis. Because let's think about this here. The food, it doesn't have a mind of its own. Somehow this food and these kalim are following the owner. Zok the mechaber like this. Nasnuv the chum. This is also a gemara. This is a gemara in Sefer Seirim in Noel learns. Nasnuv the chum kutzat chum. A guy took me and put me outside the chum. He took me out. Not me. Took someone else out. The deer, and he put us in a deer, a sire, a mara, in a cave, in a pen. Or deer acheres. He moved you to another city. Mukepas chaim al deer. Against your will, like he says here, a shenanis, any other ayinus. You ended up somewhere, and it's an ayinus. Hatzalah member ended up, we'll see shortly, in a hospital. He ends up in Staten Island. They told him that last week. Staten Island's outside the Chum. Ended up in Staten Island Hospital. So he was an accident. There's no choice. Aisha Shagag, or is it? It was a Shagag. It was accidentally went out into outside the Chum. And if he ended up inside one of these places, in a deer, a sire, or a house. So the halach is Mahalach is Kulay. He gets that whole house. Why does he get the whole house? Because it was an accident. It was an Inus. Says an einus or as a shayge, the chachamim said. Let's remember, tchumen up until Yud Beis Mil is only the rabbanim. When you get to Yud Beis Mil, it's a machlekes. But up to Yud Beis Mil, which is a pretty long distance, is going in the country. It's short because everyone, most of the cases, Yud Beis. You're talking about outside Yud Beis Mil too. Do the math. If 12 mil, every mil is 2,000 amos. So if you're going to figure it out, I think it ends up being 7.5 miles. I don't remember the exact amount. It's not that much. To get even into Dairaisa. So you end up in one of these places, if you knew what you were doing, even though you end up in one of these, so that's the first thing we have to know is that even if you ended up, you went outside your tchum, I ended up in Camp Monk, and I didn't make it there. It happened with the boys. It happened in camp. It was girls. They walked from one camp, and they ended up in Camp Yaakov. They were outside their tchum. Now, is that a shaygig? I don't know. It's always a question, what's called a shaygig or not? Did they know? They didn't know? They miscalculated? So we're going to have to then go into all the halachas, what's called a shaygig. But let's say that it's a shaygig. They get the whole campus Yaakov. Well, there's an Erev. We'll see what if this Tzuras HaPesach help or not. However, if they walked out and it would be a mate, Ladas, they knew they were walking outside the Tchum, then it's a big deal. Well, what's a big deal about a Tchum? So they did it intentionally. They're stuck. They have Dalai Amas. That's it. They can't walk the whole area, even though it's an enclosed area. And even though they walked into maybe the gym, too bad. You don't get the whole gym. You stop. You get Dalai Amas. But if it's a Shagig, they're not. Okay, let's go by the Mishnah Berurah says in number 6. Look what he writes in the Mishnah Berurah saying. You went outside the Tchum Midas. If you went, so you were nichnas into one of these midaitai, or the guy ended up putting you in, but you went out Midas. So somehow you were transported after you went out, knowing that you're outside the Tchum. It doesn't make a difference. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important here. Because we're going to have to see, is this, are there any Rishayimim? Let me clarify it. Our case here is a perfect example of a das. I'm in Lakewood. My belongings are in my house here. The guy who's taking it out of my house knows that I'm in New Jersey. So if you're telling me that my item is not allowed to go at, so the item's out of the Tchum, let's remember that. My safe, I'm in Lakewood, my safe is outside my Tchum. This safer can't go more than Dalai Amas. The house, now, what about in the house itself? Does it get the whole house? How do we look at that? That's a shaygig? Is that amazing? The individual wants to remove the safer from the house. In other words, again, I'm in Lakewood.
Why wouldn't he get your house?
Well, because we just said, if the thing's outside the Tchum, so then, and it's Ladas, so then you get Dalai Amas. So that means I can't move the safer more than Dalai Amas from wherever it is. I mean, that would be a tremendous chiddush. Or maybe we're going to say, no, maybe the sefer is an einus. How are you going to look at the sefer? It's an einus or it's das? So let's look at the Mishnah here. B'dat the Mogen Avraham Hevi B'das Riyaz, the Ibura Shel Ir. First he says that the Ibura Shel is also considered the city, in the male of the Kosh, and the Pologa, look at the Ramachabr, the Lamina Mekuv Chayma. You don't need a wall, because if you can consider the Ibura Shel as part of the city, it's not to do with a wall. It has to do with the title of the city. The Ramban, Herach Sham, these are the main words we have to read. Even if it's not with wool, there's no mechitzes on it. This is your city, and therefore you get also, and therefore if you were transported to another city, there's a Ramban. You don't even need an Eruv. The city becomes your city because it was an accident. So accidentally, I'm in another city. Accidentally, like we just said. So then it's considered the Oiver beside it, even if it's a Rishus Aram, even if Flatbush is a Rishus Aram, and you can't carry, for this din, it would be Dalai Amas, Chiddush. So again, Flatbush then, according to the Ramban, the item gets the whole city. We call Makam Kasha, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's very difficult to be lenient, Kedeged, or the Shulchan Aruch and Rav Paiskim, and that whole thing, you need an Erev. You don't have an Erev. How could you get the whole city? It could be make like the Ramban. It's all the Ramban anyway. Meaning, so let's just clarify. He's talking about, again, he's talking about the person, not a Kaylee. But if someone is outside the Tchum and he ends up in another city accidentally, so let's talk about Staten Island. Someone ends up in Staten Island and it's an accident. So does he just get the hospital? Right? Does he just get the hospital? Or could he walk around the whole Staten Island? According to the Ramban, even though there's no mechitzis, there's no Erev in Staten, I don't know if there is, whoever there is an Erev, but the hospital's not an Erev anyway. So wherever you are, you're gonna stuck in the hospital. The Ramban says no. It was an accident. I had no choice. The person ended up in the hospital. They get the whole city of Staten Island. Now, what's a shas? Someone had me asking the shayla. They ended up there, the burn unit in Staten Island. They want to know if they can go, so they're out of the tchum. Can they go daven in the shul nearby? Oh, so if you only get Dalai Amas, you're stuck. You're stuck in the deer in the site, stuck in the hospital. That's it. I get the hospitals is good. Can I walk to the shul? It's either Ramban. You have to know if that's called a shas atchak or not. It's not a shas atchak. There's a whole write-up about the him. If a person's going to miss a minion, is it depending on the person? Maybe it's a shas atchak. Anyway, Pashit, he's not allowed to go. He's stuck in the hospital. Hatzalah members, we'll see how different. If being a Talmud sucks, they're not going on the call. It's always, we're always going to look at that as a way to figure things out. So we go weiter over here. As you see, this is completely the halachas are fresh, new. It takes a little bit more time to develop our final halachah. So let's go back. Let's go to the next one, halachah, number 8. Peiros. So now we're up to our peiros. So now we were talking about a person, and now we're up to fruit. Fruits that were taken outside the tchum. Zero. You returned it inside the tchum. I feel amazing. Here it's even amazing. Like if you see the mekayman, you don't lose. They get back its original tchum. They get the dalarams because fruits don't have a mind of their own. Till now we're talking about a person, but fruits don't have a mind of their own. So the fruits will go even bemezid. They get back the original halacha. Imu yantif, imu Shabbos. And if it's Shabbos, I can't carry. So, but I can eat it. But the bechilim and kaimim. So that's important. Shabbos again, I can't carry. It went outside the chum. It ends back inside the chum. I can't carry it, but I can eat it. It's not muksa. Apilois Yisrael. Even that Yisrael shuzirim litzarchai bemezid. The fruits are not my kaimim because fruits are honest. Fruits don't have a mind of their own. Look at Mishnah Berurah number 10. Ratzalayimah. The Avshay Tiyah them amazing. Even though I took the fruits out, amazing. Anusimain, the fruits are an anus. What did we learn by anus? By anus, we're always makel. Barehain, look at the Mishnah Berurah says, they're like a person that was removed by anus. There's zero, and we learned before, if you bring it back, or anywhere you go into a deer or a sire, you get that area. So we're always going to be makel with peiros anyway, that you get the whole area. And then the Mishnah Berurah says, talking about, he's going on Sivkat Nun, which was, I didn't finish, let's go back to the Mechaber on top, number 8. If you don't return the fruit, and they're outside the Tchum, if there was an accident, it's unlikely, you could eat the fruits. But also the Talmud, but they don't get, they only get Dalarams. Fruits are not Muksa, but you're stuck, they only get Dalarams. It might see you amazed. You can't eat it either. Then they made a knas. I feel nishal yitzim yesh matirin for other people. The kids are ma'isa. The fruits are outside. Asal oichlam tiltos mutav dalaramis. You always get your dalaramis. Kolzeh, like he says here, the Mishnah Berurah says that if it's in a sada. Avol meviim beir. If the fruits end up in a city that has mechitzas, afal gab david isura. You did an avera. Come on, when it comes to fruits, we're always makel. Why are we makel? Because fruits don't have a mind of their own. So the fruits, where they, so if I'm not, so let's go back. Can I take the safer out of your house? Can't take the safer out of your house, because that's its tchum. If I bring the safer into my house accidentally, whatever the case would be, even mazy. No, could even make, does it get my whole house now? I can carry the safer into my whole house. Because the safer doesn't have a mind of its own, and therefore, there's the halacha lemaisa.
Why don't we say that when I left, if I went to Lakewood, then I left my jacket here in New York, so my jacket was an oinus. It's outside of Tchum.
I know, but we see even if it's one, even if it's out, you only get dalaramis. That's halacha. Halacha is it's only get dalaramis. But also taltim chesul dalaramis. Even if it's an oinus, so I can eat it, I can't move it because it's outside of Tchum. So very good. So I can't. Do I have a right to take the safer out of the house? I don't have a right to take the safer out of the house. Do I go ahead now, if it's going to be in, if I did bring it into my house, I could use the safer now because it's in my house. So again, Shavuos would be the because or Shabbos, it won't be because the Mishnah Berurah is going to say that if there's an Erev around your bungalow colony, so Lalacha then, you and that's, I just want to show you clearly this print over here, and then we'll tell the final halacha besides getting to Rav Osni, which I mamish don't understand. The Baruch Hashem, the question was asked by others. So look at number 12. The peiros are anusim. The dami lamandi yatsa shalai ledatz klisav yerzeh. Hinei poshet. So if you look at this print, chayr, the kelim alol loigara meyatsa chut chun ba'aynis. I'm along that if there's mechitzas, it's dalan amas. Rav Osni says mechitzas means even if you have an error. So in the country, it won't make a difference then, according to what we're saying.
If I have an Arab with my neighbor over there, with a Rukhatsaris and an Arab and Gates, through the back
door, then I could carry it, right? Then I'd be allowed. Only it was Nagay Tatsir on Shur, a Shainakot. Very good. There's no, can I, if the Tchum is Dalar Amis, because it's outside the Tchum, I'm allowed, also anything that you're wearing over here, I can't take it from one hand, I couldn't take it out of the Shul if someone else's coat was here and I want to use it. I know they don't mind, I can't, because they're in New Jersey, they're in the country. And now there's no Erev over here. There's no Erev over here, so then it's not Mukatas Chaima. I wouldn't be able to take the coat out of the shul and wear it home. That's what I'm saying, according to Mishnah Berurah. Well, Yasha wants to say the Kos Batalti, but the Mishnah Berurah clearly holds it's not. They all say, Rabbi Yasha says the same thing, that it's Mishnah Berurah doesn't say like that. So you can't go borrow someone else's coat. Once it's a city that has a wall, oh, we just said, Kalim Aranusim. If Kalim Aranusim, they get this din of the city. They're in a city. They get the dalaramas of the city, Saint Echlami, in a summer home, I can take the safer out of, even if you're somewhere else, I can take the safer out of your house and I could use it. I can go ahead and take an egg and use it, because it's in the country, it's an area around the whole country. Once, with Surat HaPesach, look at that's what they asked for Boston. Look at number 13. That was his question. The Eish Lavan was that Mikri Yishuv Shalchem. That he managed our case for Vazir. Bechad and Nisei l'Shabbos Makar. He went somewhere else. He went to Lakewood. Bini Echabet to lead himself to the rest. And sometimes they go into the house to borrow something. L'chayru, Kelo Vazir. The tilt of Rag. Mamish, like we said, Ravazir Pashtun's like that. He needs a Pashit L'Yisir. Pashit, it's Asir. People don't realize it. It's Asir. Hello, you want a Taina? Im Din Dalet Amis L'Yin Kelim. Im Kalim U'Kapas Chayma. What happens if there's an Erev? L'Didi Pashit. It has a din of dalet amos, we just said. Even though you're not allowed to take it out, but it gets dalet amos. This is the part that makes no sense. I don't understand what you're saying. If the oil can explain it, I would love to hear it. Because what I did afterwards, after it just bothered me what his words were saying, the one who wrote this whole tshuva in this kibitz also asked the same questions. But look at what Rav Ozzy says. Is it considered dalet amos? Adaber pashit the kivan the kalim karagle abaylim. They follow the baam. Shasir benidid idan. We just said it's asir. Kama kalim. Also the kalim gam b'choliyim u'kefas chayma. Kivan shahabaylim upru mikan. The baylim uprooted. So what? Therefore, what? He's trying. If it's again, he has a whole wall. You have a whole ear u'kefas chayma.
First part of it.
Well,
it seems to contradict.
Right, it contradicts. That's what I don't understand. It must be a printing mistake. Because again, the one who says it doesn't make sense. If the whole city is Mekepes Chayma, so it's Dalet Amos, it's Adaber Pashit, Kivan Kalim Karagle Abaylim, Sha'asur. What's Asi? You just told me it doesn't make sense. Kama Kalim, Kama Kivan Shabayim Akram Ikan. So, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense. If you tell me it's Dalet Amos, and they follow the Bible, so it's Asir, why is it Asir? Anyway, he also writes on the bottom of it that if it ends in the Chatzia ear, and that's a good, that's really the, and that's his Mari, that's, this Sefer brings out a good point. If I end up in the middle of camp, what would I tell you? That's where I'm allowed to go, right? What about my Caleb? You're also only allowed to go over there. So Rav Vosner seems to say, if you read what he says, so what about if the Caleb are there, also from before Shabbat, in other words, it ended up. Let's say I borrow your Sefer. So Rav Arzan wants to say, but it's outside. Why is it any different than where I end up in Camp Monk at 2000 Amis? I can't go any further. So I'm in the middle of Camp Monk, I can't get any further. Even though I'm in a city, the whole world city over there. Oh, but I'm telling you that if my Sefer is now in someone else's house, it gets the whole city. So Rav Arzan wants to say it shouldn't. But as we've been saying here the whole time, once the Sefer doesn't have a mind of its own, so the Sefer ends up be'anus inside the city, the halach is going to be different than where I end up in the middle of Camp Monk, where I can't go any further with my clothing.
But is there a difference where my keli is someplace, but I am also within the kum of the keli, versus...
Yeah, but the keli anyway is going to follow me.
And my keli is, I'm not even within the kum of my keli.
Very good. So that's what he says on the bottom of it. If the Kalim were outside the Tchum before Shabbos, because I'm in New Jersey, so the Kalim are going to get the tooth out. Very good.
The
so Boston doesn't say that. So
let's say the Rav left his Gemara in camp because we need to finish here. Somebody wants to take the Rav's Gemara on Friday night and take it to the other side of camp.
Oh, very good. Rav Boston says it's not allowed to, but it doesn't make sense. Why not? Rav Boston says, like you said,
Is controlling that Kaili, the das of that Kaili, that Gemara.
Right, but we just said from the Mechaber that if the Kaili ends up in a deer or a sire, it gets the whole, if it was there from before Shabbos, it gets the whole thing. And even if it doesn't, it gets the whole
thing.
That's
because we say that a Kaili has no das.
Very good. So does that guy.
The Kaili does have a das, but the controlling person of that Kaili is in the club.
No, but the Kaili never went outside the club. In other words, the Kaili, that's what Rav Ozner said. Rav Ozner says like you said, but it, it doesn't make sense based on what we said before. If I'm wearing my jacket now and I end up in Kamuf, my jacket follows me. It can't go any further, even though I'm within Dap, because it started with me in a different chum. But if the Keli started before Shabbos in a different chum, so then it should get the whole area. That's what it says. It would be a difference. Because they're started in a different chum.
Why did it start in a different chum? It happens to be in a different.
We do see that by Paris that we're taken outside and they end up in another tomb, it still gets the whole city.
That's another tomb. Here it's not in another tomb, it's in the Rav's tomb. The Rav is within the tomb of that Gemara that was there before Shabbos. Only the Rav left there before Shabbos, he can't carry it.
So now right, so the Gemara was not in my tomb. The Gemara is in Camp Monks Dalamas. Camp Monks Dalamas.
He is in the Rav's tomb because the Rav can get to it.
I can get to very good, but if you look at the bottom, he says the bekalsim yidas chatzir, then yeshu kanal beyond chumarishim. They get the first. Chaylam chatzir sheni can't walk out even an amal. But mashen came in there and done shakem and chutz chum. They're anyway outside of chum. And you get dalar amis. Alei rochav ores. You have a kind of a cool and then get dalar amis. You get the whole city. It's outside of chum. So my gemara, you okay? He says my gemara was outside my chum. Wherever it is, it gets the whole chum. So. Even more than that, because we do see that the Paris are always going to be different in that sense. But you're right, because if I'm wearing my clothing, all of a sudden it follows me, and if I can't go, then my kelim can't go anymore. But with the pair were not with me in the first place, so then then
that's the shaila. That's the shaila. Is that considered with you or not?
Right. That would be einus. I mean, that's also going to get into the shaila, because if the Paris. If my Gemara is not, it was in the case of where it was in Camp Monks, it's going to get the whole Camp Monk when Shabbos starts. It's not a case of an Einus or Amazon.
Then the Rav will be able to carry the Gemara the whole Washington.
But I myself can't.
I
can't go there. Okay, so now the Oilam can see.
That's coming to Shiloh's roof.
Right.
The Rav left the football in Camp Monk. The Rav should still be able to throw it. Somewhere.
Very good. Maybe he can throw it. So once again, it's an interesting. How does Zabdu Ratzel? Every time they go on a call, they're going outside the Tchum. And then I'm just going outside, they're going outside the Tchum Dairaisa then. So they're allowed to go, but what do we see? That Yekalim are not allowed to go outside the Tchum. If Yekalim can't go outside the Tchum, every top they should before. You're going to see, you're not going to believe this. The Telemem's on a hand out. I did speak to the coordinators because I can't scare them too much. Because they're going to get really, you scare them a little bit, then we're in trouble. But if you look at the Shaila here, I want to show it to you. Look at the sheet, the next one over here, number 14. He was learning, the one who asked the Shaila was the Sarah on the Shaila, because he's learning Mesefta Seirvin, like the other one is learning here, Mesefta Seirvin. But after the Shitzarach, least the Chutzal Tum Beheter. You have a permission to go outside the Tchum. You're going with your wife to have a baby. If someone has a baby, they're going to the hospital. So they go to Staten Island, outside the Tchum. Do you have, listen to the Shiloh, Diane Weiss, could you take all your clothing with you, to my tittis, your hat, your tie, or maybe not? Why can't you? You're allowed to go, but your kelim are not allowed to go. I'm allowed to go because I have to be with my wife. But do all my kelim have to go? I don't need my hat. I don't need my tie. So Minchas Yitzchak wants to say, V'loi shamar, Mishi Akvaz. I never heard anybody back with this. Kelim can't go. What are we learning this year today? If I can't go outside the Tchum, my Kalim can't go outside the Tchum. If my Kalim can't go outside the Tchum, so I can go because I'm necessary to go with my wife. And therefore what will end up extending this then is to Hatzalah members then. They have a right to go. But maybe they're not allowed to go with their tie. Maybe they're not allowed to go with their hat. Maybe they're going to have to take extra things, whatever they're carrying that's not necessary, they should have to remove. And that was a question that on the paper. Teretz Hayoledes had asked. The Shmir Shabbos speaks about this, and the only eight that we have we'll see right now is because we're going to learn one halacha 15. We'll talk the rest outside over there because we don't have enough time, and if you want to get to them, then to you. But it's just a fascinating question. 15. Mishi Yashin B'Derech L'Chash Galov. Someone who's outside the Tchum, so you kind of shvisa b'chol makom wherever you are, and you have a paim amal charuch. V'davka b'adam. Shemdechum Hayol B'Munayir. If he was awake, he's kind of you're kind of shvisa you are. Cheftei Hefker. Ain't in Kaish Shisa. Something that belongs to Hefker, there's no Shisa, you can go everywhere. And Karagla Zayt, whoever Zayt and them Chila, it will follow them. So, Chafzei Hefker don't have a Shisa. You already look at number 17, let's just quickly learn the Allah if someone goes outside the Chum with permission. there's a Sif Gimel. I'm not going to do Sif. Let's just go to Sif Gimel. You'll see by 17, there's a Sif Gimel. Call Ayyats and Latzavah, whoever goes to save people on Shabbos, Yad Chavanon, a Ratzola member, gets 2,000 Amis from wherever they are. Yeah, so you end up in Sanon, you get 2,000 Amis. Someone who's there beheaded. Then he goes into the Gayat Nanagetas. Look at this, therefore, let's learn the Shmir Shabbos, and you'll see ready Chidushim over here. Knowing how Masih Achayla, a driver who's taking Achayla to the hospital, the base Achayla, he's allowed to go. So if it's outside the Tchum, look what he says. If he's not in a rush, Yishtadol, he should take out of his car everything that's metalfalin, She'enim Shaychalin Aga, that he doesn't need for the trip. Ve'en Achreichim L'Nasih L'Chayla, Achayla doesn't need it, you don't need it. Kidei Shleitzim, because you're bringing it outside the Tchum. Clearly, Shmir Shabbos says, if you're going somewhere, even though you have a right to go, you have to take everything out. You're taking outside, everything is gone. You can't take kelim outside of the tchum. Then he, in the bottom, in kufnun tes, he says obviously what he needs, so there's no iser. Because that if the person's allowed, if I'm allowed to go, so then why can't I? Then he wants to know, interesting question, look at the yesh lion. Unbelievable question. What would you say? Oh, so you have to move all the kelim because they don't have a right to go outside the tchum, but they're muksa. So what's that? Is muksa worse or going outside the tchum? What should I do? Again, I have something in my car. It's muksa. So I can remove it from my car and then I'll be over miss a muksa. But on the other hand, if I don't remove it, I'm going to be over miss a tchum. Now,
we're talking about 4,000 tchum.
Very good. So that's excellent. That's what he wants to know. The yesh lion. Im yesh lechavtza muksa mechanish. Ma adif. Tilto muksa. I don't know why he writes in the parentheses over here. He's going into what we were saying before. It's outside, but he says if you're going to learn that chum and the yudbeis mill is dairai, so then you should take out the books. Unbelievable. If so, I saw a member in the country. You're always going outside chum yudbeis mill. If you're going to a hospital, most of the time it's more than 7 miles. So then you're talking about chum dairai. Then chum, you got to remember then. It is not, once you're outside the tchum, you can be in another city. It doesn't make a difference. You're outside your tchum. So Yud Bey's mill, which is 7 miles, not that distance. You're going from South Falls to Harris Hospital. I don't know how many miles it is, but it's somewhere going to be running into 7 miles. You're outside the tchum. It's better to remove muksa than to go with items that are going to be outside the tchum. Comes along, all these paiskin, so they say, so you have to remove your tie. Because we said before that you can't live or also now to go outside. I don't need a tie to go to the hospital. I don't even have to go to the hospital. So what's that lock over there? Because we don't have a lot of time. So
let's go to the last to go fast. Right? Well, the Hatzolah guy, the whole point is to go fast. So we just sit there removing everything.
So the ambulance is usually not in a rush. The ambulance comes afterwards. So originally you can go. Okay, we need the ambulance. If you ever pay watch, the ambulance is not in a rush. They go what they call, unless it's a cardiac arrest or something major, then they're going to be on a rush. But most of the time, okay, they have to go to the hospital. They take their time. There's no rush. Oh, you have no rush. And then maybe they should. Or even more than that, friend, before Shabbos, because they're running the problems, they should remove everything from the car. Or they should, right. So therefore, Rav Nosson Gestetner wrote off, there's a number of Gedolim that wrote massive tshuvas about this. And they want a time that if you're allowed to go, so then whoever you're allowed to be, then my kelim are allowed to be with me too. So if I'm allowed to be there, then automatically my kelim are allowed to follow that new tchum.
But at home, people using your stuff can't?
No, that can't. Because then.
No, I'm saying, but the
only because I'm a mitzvah to go. No, look what he writes, number 18, the last one on the sheet, on the last sheet. The beard is that, kol mashal akushas, have them together, mekaimai, keep in the ikar mitzvah, you have a mitzvah to go. In Cain, Kol Makan Shulhoil, wherever I go, that's my place. Oh, that's a new hatter. So wherever I go, that's my new place. My Kalim follow my new place. Why? It doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, but what happens if people are using your stuff at home?
That's a problem.
Now, okay. Suddenly that you're in the Harris Hospital, your wife can't use the.
Right.
Now you change your
shvisa. Very good. You change your shvisa. Very good. That's all members are usually going home, so they're going right back to their shvisa anyway. But you're right. If they're going to stay in the hospital because I don't let them go home, I say, what do you mean? There's 20 minutes left to Shabbos, so don't go home. So then you're Enochanami. So the look what he writes here. The final halacha just for now, because we don't have a lot of time. Look at the sikkum. Look at all the way at the end of the sheet, the sikkum. What's the final halacha here? Haderech hamubcheres. What should everybody do? The mafia their kelim before Shabbos. It's kol abagadim, the achapeitim, that you're going to take outside the chumbi mafia. What I told you before, Chatzay Hefker, not Kainer Shvisa. You're going to tell me, which bothered me. What do you mean? It's mine. I'm not being mafkrit. It's a joke. I'm being mafkrit. It's mine. I'm being mafkrit my car seat in the car. I'm being mafkrit my tie, my hat. So now it can go wherever it is. I'm using it. So in the bottom of the Torah Sayaledis, he goes on to show you that you can. It's not called a trick. He's trying to tell you that you can be mafkrit. But that's how he ends off. Look what he writes in Beis. I'm just reading. Look at Sikum. In Layev Kirub, if you were not mafkir, maybe you could be makel anyway. Shalat, you don't have to take off your extra clothes. Look at Gimel. Lo boish lechatchila begad mechayim kadei latzim kigayin lo boish chalifa anivu chedayma tzarechin and mutter. Tzarechin if you're allowed, if it's okay. If you can't put it on. I'm not wearing a tie. I'm not going to put on a tie now. I need a jacket. You don't need a jacket. It's going outside the tchum. So really, again, they should be mafkir. They have to be mafkir everything from before Shabbos. Whatever's in their car. I mean, you can't make them go take everything out of the car. So whatever's in their car, you're going to be mafkir it. Their extra clothes, their tie that they're wearing on Shabbos, how are you going to be mafkir? You're wearing it on Shabbos. I mean, but he writes on the... So he has to have a whole way that you can still be mafkir and you can still use it. Which doesn't really... I understand. He brings a riot from Tfilas Kalim on Shabbos. If you have a Kalim, you were not tabled a Kalim, what do? You mafkir a Kalim. And you're still using it. You're using hefker, so the minute you use it, it's yours again. He brings a raya that you can do it. So his whole job is he has a bunch of rayas. Even if you mafkir something and you use it, it doesn't become yours again. To me, it sounds like a joke. It sounds like harama. I feel as kalem. I don't give anyone that eitza anyway to do that. Here in a chanami, there's no eitza here, so you have to be mafkir it. And then they want a taina maybe. I don't want to go into this now. For Hatzalah members, the ambulances are lamalami. There's no chum lamalami asara tefachim. That's 40 inches. So if in the ambulance, or they're sitting and they're higher than 40 tefachim, it's a suffix anyway. If there's, so if you look at the last one on the sheet, amalachatzuchum lamalami asara tefachim. So then maybe there's no it's a chum in anyway. So and that's why if a boat comes into port or someone has to get off the plane, the lamalami test tefachim. Ah, you're outside your chum. So you can get off the plane because there's no tchum in l'mal me'asara. So it's from the ground, l'mal me'asara. Those are all the questions that come up when people get stuck on Shabbos. Anyway, the kids are mice that we do see over here, new halach over here, your kalim. If you're in New Jersey, your kalim at home, your neighbor on a yantip, because Shabbos, there's no air of here anyway. So on a yantip, they would not be able to take your kalim from your house to their house because it's outside the tchum of the people that are who owned the thing, and that's the chiddush that we come out with today.